Hello, Vancouver. It is Friday. I believe it's March the 28th. And we're here in Vancouver, and essentially everyone is quarantined, or at least partially quarantined. I'm partially quarantined. Just going out for bare necessities. And it is difficult living in a 570 square foot place with two people and nowhere to go. Drives you crazy. But anyways, just getting back to the coronavirus. Canada has made some improvements. The USA, however, is going completely out of control and now holds the number one infection rate in the entire world. And that's ahead of China. So, it looks like this thing's going to go for a while. I would say there's going to be a semblance of some type of lockdown, partial lockdown, social distancing, in combination with isolation. That will probably go on for, I'm guessing, at least another month to 6 weeks before there's even a possibility here of some semblance of normalcy. On another note, the downtown east side is as bad as it's ever been. They're now talking about at least the city getting a couple of the community centers, one of them being the Roundhouse facility in Yaletown, to house some of the disenfranchised on the downtown east side in order to force the social distancing, which they are not adhering to down there. So it really is a ticking time bomb down on the downtown east side. It was reported there yesterday, not sure if it's true or not, about an alleged case of the COVID-19 with one of the residents down on the downtown east side. Haven't been able to confirm other than just being briefly mentioned in the news. The harsh reality, really, when it comes to the downtown east side, is if you only have two or three cases, it will completely decimate that that community. I.e., that's the reason why city council has taken the action to try and clear the area and facilitate housing into these community centers. Not sure if it's going to work. Also, they're talking about the clean supply of drugs coming in. Not sure if that's going to do any difference here, when the key problem here that's surrounding the theft and the violence, the defecation, the urination, isn't just fentanyl. For the 100th time, it's methamphetamine. So I doubt this clean supply of drugs that's coming in is clean methamphetamine. I don't think there is such a thing. So the violence and everything continues down here. The majority of the businesses down here in Vancouver are boarded up. Don't know how many are actually going to end up reopening once when this virus pandemic is under control. I think we're entering into a new normal where more and more things are going to be done online and without the need of social interaction. Unfortunately, that is the way things are going. And it does go against our human instincts, because we are social creatures by nature. But all it takes is a pandemic to change some of those things. So we'll see how things go over the next while. Again, stuck in my condo. With my wife, we're both working out of here. We got a small workspace. She does her thing, I do my thing. It is difficult, though, in such a tight area. Not leaving at all. Not used to it. So anyways, that's my report today. And best of luck to all you Vancouverites. And let's hope that we make it through this this international pandemic together and safely, and that the world shall prevail over this. All right, take care, everyone, and have a good day.